Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. Today is the 13th day in the month of September 2025. It's a beautiful Saturday. And the Lord is ready to do a new thing in our midst. He's ready with his word. He's ready to breathe life into each and every single one of us. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our manual that says, Run with the Vision. Run with the Vision. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 12, Onward Christian Soldiers. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Daniel chapter 9 to chapter 12, and our memory verse is taken from Joel chapter 2 verse 28. Joel 2 verse 28, which says, And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Our Bible reading is taken from Numbers chapter 14 from verse 1 to 9. Numbers chapter 14 from verse 1 to 9. From verse 1 it reads, That night all the members of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to him, If only we had died in Egypt or in the wilderness, why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go to Egypt? To go back to Egypt? And they said to each other, We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the old Israelites assembled together. Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelites assembly, The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. Their protection is gone, and the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. May God bless the reading and the hearing of the word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic says, Run with the Vision. In today's memory verse, God promised that he would pour out his spirit in the last days. And old men will dream dreams, while the young men will see visions. Whether you are old or young, God wants you to do exploits with the spirit that lives in you. When God gives you a vision, he expects you to run with it. You may encounter obstacles, but you must see beyond them. For example, in Numbers chapter 13 and 14, Moses sent 12 spies to search the promised land and bring reports to him. The 12 spies returned with giant grapes to show that the land was indeed flowing with milk and honey. However, 10 of them complained that there were giants in the land. Caleb and Joshua, who had a clear vision of God's promise, said, We saw what you saw with our physical eyes, but if this land eats up its inhabitants, then there would be no people there. God gave us the vision, and we will help take the land. Let's go ahead and possess the land. The Bible says in Numbers 32 from verse 11 to 12 that while all the children of Israel in that generation perished, only Joshua and Caleb made it to the promised land. Beloved, the vision has given God has given to you will sustain you and prolong your days, no matter your age, if you can pursue it. It will ensure that it keeps you alive in his good shape. Abraham was 75 years old when God called him to go to the land he would show him in Genesis 12, from verse 1 to 4. Because he was willing to run with the vision, God kept him alive until he was 175 years old. They could see in Genesis 25 from verse 7 to 8. If God has given you a vision, run with it. Do not give in to any obstacle. Also, do not run ahead of God, as this will only lead you into trouble. Habakkuk 2 verse 3 says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." This means that you need patience to run with the vision God has given you. Like we see in Hebrews 12 verse 1. This way you will not make hasty and rash decisions as you pursue the vision. I pray that you will fulfill every vision that God has given to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's open ever comes to the key point that says, if God has given you a vision, run with it. If God has given you a vision, run with it. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praise.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the open heaven hour. You see all our past and our current open heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praise.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.